This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Sean Brown. Episode number 2172 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, Francisco Franco.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot Door AI.
Title, Francisco Franco, Unveiling the Legacy of Spain's Authoritarian Leader. Introduction. Welcome to our podcast today, where we dive into the intricate and controversial life of Francisco Franco, the authoritarian leader who governed Spain for nearly four decades. In this episode, we will explore the rise to power, key events during his dictatorship, and the lasting impact Franco left on Spain's social, political, and cultural landscape. Join us as we unravel the layers of one of the most influential figures in Spanish history.
Paragraph 1. The Early Years and Rise to Power.
Francisco Franco was born on December 4, 1892, in Ferrol, a coastal town in the northwestern region of Galicia, Spain. Raised in a devout Catholic family, Franco showed early ambition and military talent. He joined the Spanish army at the age of 14 and quickly rose through the ranks. Franco's rise to power came during a tumultuous period in Spain's history, known as the Spanish Civil War, 1936 to 1939. Leading the nationalist faction, Franco ultimately emerged victorious, effectively putting an end to the Second Spanish Republic and establishing a fascist regime.
Paragraph 2, The Dictatorship and Repression.
Franco's regime, known as the Francoist dictatorship, lasted until his death in 1975. During this period, Spain was characterized by political repression, censorship, and the suppression of civil liberties. Franco's regime relied heavily on the support of the military, the Roman Catholic Church, and Falangist elements. Many democratic institutions were abolished, and harsh punishments were imposed on political opponents. Under Franco's rule, thousands of people were imprisoned, executed, or simply disappeared for their perceived opposition to the regime.
Paragraph 3. Economic policy and isolation. Franco's economic policy, often referred to as autarky, aimed at creating self-sufficiency to shield Spain from external influences. This policy favored autarkic industries and discouraged foreign investments. While initially successful in stabilizing the economy, it ultimately resulted in isolation and hindered Spain's development compared to its European counterparts. The regime's economic policies limited potential technological advancements and innovation, leaving Spain lagging behind economically. Paragraph 4. Women and society under Franco. Women's roles in Francoist Spain were heavily circumscribed by traditional and conservative values. The regime promoted a patriarchal society that emphasized women's primary role as wives and mothers, while suppressing feminist movements. Civil rights and freedoms for women were systematically curtailed, prohibiting them from holding certain positions and restricting their access to education. It was not until after Franco's death that significant progress was made in promoting gender equality in Spain.
Paragraph 5. Legacy and Transition to Democracy.
Franco's death in 1975 marked the beginning of the transition to democracy in Spain. The country embarked on a process of political reform, culminating in the establishment of a constitutional monarchy. Many aspects of Franco's regime were dismantled, and a focus on human rights, civil liberties, and democratic values took root. However, Franco's legacy remains controversial. Some argue that he modernized Spain and preserved its unity, while others decry the human rights abuses and repression during his regime. Conclusion.
In this podcast episode, we have explored the life and times of Francisco Franco, shedding light on one of the most influential figures in Spanish history. We have examined his rise to power, the repression under his authoritarian regime, the economic policies of his era, the impact on women's rights in society, and finally, his complicated legacy and the subsequent transition to democracy in Spain. The Francoist era continues to shape Spain's socio-political landscape, serving as a reminder of the fragility and resilience of democracy.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through the life and impact of Francisco Franco. Tune in to our future podcasts as we continue to explore intriguing topics that provide insight into the defining moments of history.
This was Francisco Franco by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 2172. My name is Sean Brown, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot Door AI.